Hi, I'm Murray Horwitz, sitting in for Marion McPartland, and I'm not sure whether I should apologize or boast about being the only man you're going to hear on this show. I'm certainly honored to bring you this tribute to the ladies of song, some of the great female singers who've been Marion's guests on Piano Jazz over the last 30 years. It's our little contribution to Women's History Month, and it's a list that is itself historic, from Sarah Vaughan and Rosemary Clooney to Diana Krall and Carmen McRae, accompanied by one of the towering figures of women in jazz, Marion McPartland. Let's get started with the woman who became the first great female singing star of the 21st century, Nora Jones.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember that September. In the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember that September. In the rain, to every word of love I heard you whisper, all the raindrops seemed to play a sweet.
There have been some great male singers in jazz and popular music, of course, from Louis Armstrong on. But when you stop to think about it, it's really a field that's been dominated by women, from classic blues singers like Bessie Smith to today's sultry swingers like Nora Jones. It's not patronizing or bigoted to say that there's a whole different dimension women bring to the art of American popular song. Consider this conversation with Rosemary Clooney, whom Marion calls one of the truly great and enduring singers of our time. It's hard to imagine having this conversation with a man.
You know, Rosemary, I'm just so glad you're here. I've been looking forward to this for ages.
So have I.
And I love your singing. I just think you're better than ever. I don't know how you're doing it, but you must really be at the peak.
I think I'm liking to do it better, Marion. You know, I think that there were so many years that when I first started, I had 5 children in 5 years, and so you're constantly torn. Always my work involved a lot of traveling, and so I was always thinking, well, I wonder if I should make this parent-teachers association. Can I fly back? Can I make it and still make the 9 o'clock show? You know, so I could never really concentrate on it, except at the very beginning of my career. So at this time in my life, with my 5 children grown, I can turn the key in the lock and go off and really do what I want to and concentrate on what I started doing all those years ago.
Isn't that great?
Isn't it?
It really
is. You know, there is some balance here of getting older. That's one of them, just being able to concentrate on yourself and the things that you love to do.
You know what? I've got so many things I want to ask you, but before we get into any of them, would you just sing something just to get us off the ground?
Sure. Should we do Don't Fence Me In?
Oh, I love it. Now, I know that's in the key of A-flat.
You do?
I just know that.
Yeah, you see.
And it's very slow and beautiful.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
An assertive cowboy song, sung in the movies by Roy Rogers, in the care of two masterful women performers. The voice of Rosemary Clooney, the piano of Marion McPartland, and the song of Cole Porter, Don't Fence Me In. It's a great example of the kind of emotional range women have brought to American song performances. Toward the other end of the scale, the feeling of being totally, fervently in love. Here's Marion accompanying Diana Krall in the classic song by John Green, Edward Heyman, Robert Sauer, and Frank Ayton, Body and Soul.
Sad and lonely, for you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body.
Singers have always been a big part of the contributions of women to American music. In jazz, you mention them in the same breath as the fabled male instrumentalists like Count Basie or Max Roach or Jerry Mulligan, singers like Mildred Bailey, Billie Holiday, and Carmen McRae. Sarah Vaughan was one of those titans. But as all of Marion's guests on Piano Jazz, when she came to the studio in 1987, she fell into Marion's charming, informal orbit and gave us a spontaneous look into the work of a great artist.
Don't. East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We live in a heavenly way, dear, living on love and pale moonlight, just you and I, forever in the day. Love will not die, we're gonna keep it that way.
Another jazz great was a friend and artistic disciple of Billie Holiday, pianist and singer Carmen McRae, one of the most musical and musically inventive of all jazz singers. Here she is, playing and singing for Marion in 1985. You can hear her musicality and her complete freedom and comfort within the tune, Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's As Long As I Live.
Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna wanna as long as I live.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.